Hi there, come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time. If you've got about 15 minutes, we'll not only tell you a good story, we'll have time for some music today as well. Our story is a very good one called Drop the Oars. What's it about? You'll have to wait to find out. First, let's hear a good song that says, Hallelujah, I'm one of His.
High as a mountain, deep as an ocean, is my Father's love and devotion to all His children. Alleluia, I am one of His. There is nothing that can separate me from the love of God I know. In Jesus I am safe forever. That is why I praise Him so. Praise Him so. Is my Father's love and devotion to all His children. Alleluia, I am one of His. Alleluia, I'm one of His.
Are you ready for the story? I am. It's called Drop the Oars. It was Friday afternoon, and school was out. Chuck and his friend Ken were on their way home.
Boy, Ken, am I glad we can hang up the books for a couple of days.
Me too. Guess what? We're going to my grandparents' house as soon as I get home. Dad's even taking off from work early. We'll be back tomorrow, though.
What are you doing tomorrow afternoon, Ken? Can you come over? Dad said he'd help us get started on our cars for the Soapbox Derby.
Okay. I'll ask my mom. She'll probably be glad to get me out of the house. What time do you want me to... I don't know. I just remembered. I can't come over.
Why? You going away again?
Yeah. Well, sorta. We'll be away from the house all afternoon. Mom says I have to go help her pass out church literature.
What kind of literature? You mean you're going to pass out invitations for a special meeting at your church or something? Sometimes our family does that for our church, too.
Nah, we have to pass out church magazines and pamphlets. We're supposed to get people to come visit our worship services or let someone from our church come back and talk to them some more.
Where do you do all that?
We're assigned a certain neighborhood in town, and we go door to door. I'll be glad when we're done. I'm not crazy about going, but Mom says I shouldn't complain. We have to do it only a couple times a year, and that's not much compared to what it earns us.
Oh, you get paid for doing that? That's funny. We don't get paid when we pass out stuff for our church.
No, we don't get paid any money for it, but Mom says it helps us earn a place in heaven.
Huh? You do that to get into heaven? Don't you believe in Jesus?
Well, sure we believe in Him. He was the best man that ever lived, and we have to have faith in Him. And in the example of the way He lived His life. And we have to try to live good lives, like He did. Our minister says that if we live good enough lives and work hard enough for God, He'll reward us for that. That's why we go to church all the time. And that's why we go out on visitation to pass out the church literature and stuff.
But Ken, Jesus wasn't just a good man. He's the Son of God. And the Bible says we can't earn our salvation. We've got to admit that we need Jesus to save us. We can't do it ourselves. That's why Jesus took the punishment for us, the punishment we all deserve, when He died on the cross. And we must accept Him as our Savior so we can be allowed into heaven. Don't you believe that?
Like I've been trying to say, Chuck, we believe in God. And we believe in Jesus, too. Just not the way you describe Him. Jesus and God, they're not the same thing. At least, I never heard that before. Anyhow, I have to go out on visitation with Mom tomorrow afternoon.
Just so you know that visiting people and handing them stuff doesn't ever open the door to heaven for you. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
How do you know visitation doesn't do anything, Chuck? Maybe it'll help me get into heaven. Maybe it won't. But it sure can't hurt, can it? So that's what I'm gonna do. Besides, what if you're wrong and I'm right? Why should I take a chance like that?
But if you just look in the Bible where it talks about Jesus.
Hey, here we are at my house and everybody's in the car, waiting to go to Grandma and Grandpa's. I'll see you Monday.
Yeah, see you, Ken.
For a long time, Chuck puzzled over the things Ken had said, but didn't discuss Ken's ideas with anyone. At least, not until he finally brought them up to his parents following lunch the next day.
Ah, that was delicious, dear.
Sure was.
Would either of you care for another barbecue sandwich? There's lots more left.
I had two sandwiches and some carrots and chips. I'm stuffed.
I'm full, too. In fact, I ate more than my share of this good food.
Well, I hope you both left some room for a piece of my famous apple pie.
Oh, boy, pie, I think I just have enough room left.
Me, too. I can't refuse that kind of an offer.
Two pieces of pie coming right up. Here you are.
Thanks, honey. Sure looks good.
You're welcome, dear. And here's one for you, Chuck.
Yum. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
Chuck, is Ken coming over to work on the derby cars this afternoon? I bet he'd like a piece of this apple pie, too.
He can't come over today. He has to go with his mom on door-to-door visitation and give out church literature and stuff.
Oh, he does? Are Ken and his family Christians?
I don't think so. He talks about God and believing in Jesus, but he says they're not the same. And his church teaches that they have to try real hard to do good works so they can get into heaven. You know, things like going to church and knocking on doors to hand out magazines and pamphlets, and living good, moral lives. Ken doesn't know for sure if he's going to heaven, but he figures that even if all that stuff doesn't help him get there, it can't hurt. So he just does whatever the church says he should.
Sounds to me like he needs to drop the oars and catch hold of the rope.
Drop what oars? What are you talking about, Dad?
That's what I was wondering.
Well, I was just remembering something that happened back when I was a boy. There's a big river with a big waterfall near the town where I grew up. And just above the falls, the water is very wild and dangerous. It's unsafe for boating. But I remember one time when a man who was fishing in the river allowed his rowboat to drift too close to the falls, and it got caught in the swift current. That man rowed and rowed for all he was worth, but it looked like a losing battle. As the current pulled him closer and closer to the falls, a crowd gathered on the riverbanks, and people called out to encourage him.
Here comes John with the rope. Everybody stand back and give him room.
Hurry, we haven't got much time. Stand back, everybody. Give him room. Everybody, I've got to make this throw count. There may not be time to try it again. All right, here we go again.
He got it!
Yeah, but he's still trying to row too. He's going to lose his hold on that rope if he doesn't drop those oars. Drop the oars. Just hang on to the rope. We'll pull you in. You'll be safe soon. That's it. Help me pull him in. Here he comes. Grab his arm. There. You're safe. That was a close call.
And so, you see, when that man quit trying to get to shore by his own efforts and just trusted his rescuers to haul him in, he was saved. Now, Ken reminds me of that man. He's trying to save himself by doing a lot of so-called good things. But like that man in the boat, Ken needs to stop working to save himself. The only way he or anyone can be saved is to just trust in the Lord Jesus to save him.
That's right. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves,
it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast."
Yes, that's Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9.
Going to church, serving there, giving generously, and living a good life, those are good things, but none of them will ever save anyone from his sins or earn him a place in heaven.
I guess Ken doesn't know that.
It doesn't seem like he does.
Hey, Maybe he can come over and work on the derby cars after supper sometime next week. If he does, would you tell him about the man in the boat, Dad? That's an exciting story, and I bet Ken would like to hear it.
I'll be glad to tell it again.
And can you talk to him about how people have to drop the oars if they want to be saved? About how they have to just trust in Jesus?
Sure I will. And you can help me tell him.
I have an idea.
What's that?
Chuck, you invite him. Dad will tell the story.
Uh-huh.
I'll bake another apple pie. Oh. And we'll all pray for Ken before he comes.
Okay.
In fact, let's pray right now and ask the Lord to help Ken understand that accepting Jesus as his Savior is the one and only true way of going to heaven.
It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone, that we are complete in him. Complete, complete, complete in him. We are complete in him. Hallelujah, we're complete, complete, complete in him. We are complete in him.
It's an exciting story, to be sure, but it has such a good lesson in it. Now, if you ask most people, especially adults, tell me, how can you get to heaven? How can you be saved? Well, most people will say, well, I've just got to do the best I can, and when it comes my time to die, God will put all my good works on one side of the scale, all my bad works on the other side of the scale, and if my good works outweigh my bad works, I'll get into heaven. But if I've done more bad works than good works, well, that's it. I'm doomed. So many people just don't get it. You don't get to heaven by your own good works. You only get to heaven by trusting what Jesus Christ has done for you. Let me read again the familiar verses in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. You know, if we could get to heaven by our good works, can you imagine what it would be like in heaven? It would be just one big bragging party. You want to hear what I did to get to heaven? I put $1 million in the offering plate. Well, I did dishes every day of the year without being asked. I. But it's not I, it's Christ. You've been listening to Storytime. It's a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Uncle Charlie. You can write to me at Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. And remember, we're here because God loves kids.